Do the other astronauts treat you differently because you're an Australian?
Oh, you know, every now and again you get wisecracks and things like that. Actually, when I was flying on my first flight, we would, at our morning cycle, we would actually wake up usually as we're about to fly over Australia, and my crewmates would call to me, Andy, dirt alert, dirt alert. And we'd go to the window and watch Australia float by, and that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that very much. Back to you, Ian.
Yeah, it's supposed to be hard for you to go to sleep with the rising of the sun, or the setting of the sun. Do you try to stick to circadian rhythms as much as you can?
Yeah, you do. Of course, you see the sunrise and sunset every 90 minutes, 16 times a day. But you work on a basic 24-hour cycle nonetheless. Our time is set up according to the Moscow time, because that's where the control center was. Typical work day was 10 hours, you know, work and the rest of recreation, 8 hours sleep, and sort of around normal human habits. You know, we would get up at 8 in the morning or thereabouts, have breakfast, go to work. It's a short float to work. And, do your work, have lunch, exercise, have an evening meal together, watch a bit of a video or something, or read books, or take pictures, or look out the window in the evening. Talk to the ground, and then go to sleep at about 11 and sleep 8 hours. A typical normal day. And, you know, we had our week structured like a normal week, too. Weekends were times of reduced work level for us. We didn't have time off because we always had something we had to do, but it was reduced workload. And so we'd use that for sort of personal time and write letters and sort of enjoy things. And, you know, it was funny. As the flight evolved, we'd have this cycle. We'd get to Friday and we'd think, oh, good, it's Friday, we can relax now for the weekend. And then you just relax over the weekend, and then on Sunday night you sort of say, oh, grumble, grumble, now it's Monday, back to work. So you don't go anywhere. That's how you would feel about the experience. And that made it sort of kind of normal to have that predictability about it, which was kind of nice. Back to you.